This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. An Odyssey station, the revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm very, very excited to have the conversation about the transgender swimmer who beat the other transgender swimmer, and now the transgender swimmer might have colluded with the transgender swimmer so that the transgender swimmer could win. Right. That's actually happening, and it's something we will be discussing as well. Everybody's confused by it, so don't blame yourself. But the NCAA is now deciding to reevaluate its transgender athlete policy after the transgender swimmer beat the transgender swimmer. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here. 855-839-1210 is the number. Joe Biden's press conference yesterday, not getting great reviews, but Democrats are saying, hey, look, he did it. He made it through, so there should be no questions anymore about his competency. I'm not really sure that that's how that works, by the way, but we'll talk about that as the show progresses. And some great audio for you ahead, including a little montage. You know, we always love the good montage here on the show. Dawn, good morning. What is going on today with our shovelable snow?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be shovelable.
A fugazi weather report? Come on.
What a shocker. This news, by the way, this 9 a.m. hour, sponsored by Exergen. Accuracy matters. Yes, accuracy matters, but I don't know. I'm looking out the window. I see a lot of fog. I see a lot of clouds. I don't see any snow. So we're watching the forecast very carefully. I'll tell you when it's allegedly going to turn to snow. Right now, 39 degrees. This winter weather advisory by the National Weather Service in effect until 1 o'clock today. We'll see if they issue some new guidance there. Okay, so this is going viral, and parents around the country are paying close attention to this, making national news. What is it? It is parents in one particular Pennsylvania school district expressing outrage. So there is a meeting tonight, 7 o'clock tonight. So this is North Penn School District. So they are, it's like Paul Revere. They're calling on North Penn neighbors for progress, calling on North Penn School District to address what a photograph of a Penfield Middle School teacher, and you see her taping a little boy's mask to his face. And so they're saying, please mail your comment, be respectful, mail your comments to NPS, North Penn School District, NPS School Board at npenn.org. So they're saying, we want a show of families and parents and taxpayers. That meeting's 7 o'clock tonight. So I'm sure we'll be reporting on that one. They're just saying it's
just insane that this has happened. I mean, that a teacher would think it's acceptable to do this is just bizarre.
They said, pro-mask or anti-mask. It says, quote, I hope we can all agree taping masks to children's faces crosses the line in all caps. So this is North Penn Stronger Together. As you've talked a lot about this with Clarice and so on. This is a very, parent-involved district, one of many across our region. And they're saying this kind of culture is not acceptable at all. And this poor kid, they kind of blur out the face of the eyes of the little boy. But his back is sort of, he's sitting down, his back is all the way up against, like the chalkboard, the wall. And just the body language here, it's, for any parents to see this picture, it's just, it's upsetting. And the poor kid, right? So
a teacher should be fired. There's no excuse for this. Teachers should be fired for that.
Yeah, issue an apology first, but
and then get fired.
But you think that'll happen?
No.
No.
No, the unions will protect the job.
Right. So we've talked about New Jersey, new mandates for being fully vaccinated. What does it mean to be fully vaccinated in New Jersey? It means that you must be boosted. And if you work in any kind of a healthcare facility, even a nursing home, a prison, any healthcare facility, if you are not fully vaccinated and boosted, Governor Phil Murphy says you will be booted from your job.
King Philip the Unaccountable, yep, declaring you'll be booted from your job.
Indeed. Philly,
even though the vaccines don't stop transmission, we're still going to boot you from your job.
There 100%. Philadelphia schools make a new vow to stay for in-person learning. So that's a headline that's happening in Philadelphia, something new for Philadelphia. We've told you the breaking news this morning. City Councilman Bobby Heenan, a Democrat from the 6th District, resigning as of this morning, a month before he will be sentenced in federal court on that conviction on conspiracy and wire fraud, federal bribery charges, etc. So that is breaking this morning as people react to that one. And just real quick here, I wanted to mention that NBC has now said they will not be sending reporters or anchors to cover the Winter Olympics in Beijing. No announcers will be sent to host
really
the Beijing Olympics.
Now tell me why. What is their reasoning for that?
Because the first thing we thought of, right, was all the sound.
Human rights and everything, yeah.
Now, continued concerns about rising COVID cases worldwide and China's strict policy about those who test positive.
So, because COVID.
Because COVID.
Not because Uyghurs.
Correct.
Not because Uyghurs, because COVID. Gotcha. Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Human rights be damned.
So the NBC 10 First Alert forecast. So we're rainy right now.
Well, the Uyghurs might get COVID. So,
that's true.
You care about the Uyghurs? Yeah, no, we do. We were worried they might have COVID when they're being enslaved and imprisoned. So we're not going to go because COVID.
So,
Rich, do you think when they're doing the forced labor, they are required to wear masks?
Oh, I'm sure of it. And, if they don't want to wear masks, I'm sure China won't ever duct tape a mask to their face.
Stop.
So. Unbelievable. Amazing. We at NBC News are making the bold decision. We are going to boycott the Olympics in China. Bravo. Until China stops what it's doing. You mean human rights abuses, torturing the Uyghurs? No, spreading COVID. We don't want to get sick. Hey, nuts.
So maybe it'll still, the NBC 10 First Alert forecast, that we're looking at now 10 to noon. The snow is supposed to allegedly fall. I'm going to put in allegedly here. Is supposed to fall. Looks like a 75 to 60% chance that we'll get snow around 10-ish because the temps are allegedly going to drop to 34. So we'll see.
Okay.
1 to 2 inches.
1 to 2 inches.
So, thankfully, that's a good thing, I guess. With, but then here's the deal. Unfortunately, tomorrow morning, it's the high today, tomorrow, 28 degrees. So sunny tomorrow and Saturday, but cold, 28 the high tomorrow, Saturday 31. And then Sunday, Monday, we bump up to a lot of sunshine, but 37-ish. So tomorrow's going to be a cold one, so bundle up, baby.
Bundle up, baby.
And use your Exergen because they agree with a just-released study by the FDA, which confirms those non-contact low-energy thermometers are not accurate. Their labels contain false information. Be accurate with Exergen thermometers, backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more, Exergen.com. This is Scioli Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in today. So I mentioned this story earlier today, and it still deserves a lot of conversation, clearly, and it's regarding the swimmer at Penn. So let me go to OutKick. This is an OutKick exclusive. Joe Kinsey writing this. Penn swimmer alleges that Leah Thomas colluded with fellow transgender swimmer before the race. All right? So Leah Thomas is a transgender swimmer who was born a biological male and was crushing it as a biological male, is now a transgender, identifies as a transgender female swimmer and has been beating biological women swimming. Recently, Leah lost a race to a biological female who is now identifying as a transgender male swimmer, okay? Now, this is all going to be very hard to keep track of, so we'll do your best and raise your hand if you have any questions, okay? All right. So the allegation is this. Thomas, who is the Penn swimmer, colluded with Yale transgender swimmer Isaac Hennig, who's transitioning from female to male, during a 100 freestyle race on January 8th. The swimmer, granted anonymity due to what is viewed as threats from the university, activists, and the current political climate, believes that Thomas, the Penn swimmer, who has reportedly been comparing herself to Jackie Robinson, and Hennig cooked up a plan before a Penn home try meet with Yale and Dartmouth. All right? Now, looking at Leah's time, I don't think she was trying, the Penn swimmer alleges. I know they're friends, and I know they were talking before the meet. I think she let her win to prove the point that, oh, see, a female to male beat me, a male to female. Just letting it sink in because I know it's difficult to keep track of this over the air. When pressed on if she flat out thought it was collusion, the Penn swimmer seemed convinced. I do. I can't say for sure, but I wouldn't be shocked if I found out that it was 100% true. So the allegation is that the Penn swimmer, who's biological male transitioning to female, and has been accused of saying, well, you're never going to be able to compete fairly as a biological born male against biological born females. You'll always have an advantage. The idea is that she colluded with the Yale-born female swimmer who's now transitioning to a male and colluded with him to lose the race so that everybody could say, aha, you see, a biological-born swimmer beat a biological-born male swimmer. Got it?
It's important to point out that the swimmer, the Yale swimmer, pointed out that person has not taken any hormones yet, the male hormones. I thought that was interesting.
Okay, well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I don't think, well, let's assume for a second there's no hormones involved, because hormones are a whole other thing, right? Because now you're getting into performance enhancing and everything else, and that raises all kinds of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just assume it's just strictly on biology. All right. I'm a man. Tomorrow I'm transitioned to a woman. Now I go compete against other women. I'm still a biological male. If I've done nothing to my body, I haven't taken hormones. I haven't done any of these things to me. So now everybody says I'll never be able to compete fairly because I will always have these advantages and that sort of thing. And then a woman, a biological born female, beats me. I turn around and I say, you see, I can compete fairly. And then it turns out that the two swimmers, me and the other person, colluded with each other so that could be the talking point. That's what the swimmer's alleging. Make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Makes no sense whatsoever, but it makes sense how I explained it.
No, the collusion aspect of it makes sense.
Right.
Right?
Makes zero sense, but makes total sense of why they would do the collusion.
Yep.
All right?
Yeah, because it furthers the narrative that, I can be beaten by, you know, X.
Yes. You see, it's a fair bet because the Penn female swimmer, the Penn female swimmer who's born a biological, no, this was the real swimmer.
Yes.
I can't keep track. The whistleblower acknowledged that the team wasn't 100% after traveling to Florida after the holidays for training, but notice that the training shouldn't have made such a difference in Thomas's performance. And here's why, okay? And again, I'm going to leave out the performance-enhancing aspects of, because if you give an athlete testosterone, that's going to have a difference, right?
Yes.
I mean, if I give myself testosterone, I'll have those little raisin, you know what's.
Yeah.
That they always say.
Oh, my God.
But I'll get real big and strong, right?
Yes, you will.
This is why I never did steroids, because I never wanted to have little raisins.
It's true.
Because he's got big, you know.
Grapefruits.
You
know, right. I don't want to go from grapefruits to raisins, so that's why I never did, you know. But I knew people that do use steroids or have roid rages like Chris Cuomo, allegedly, from Don Lemon.
Allegedly.
So now, Leah Thomas, who is the Penn swimmer, biological male, who, as I can tell, not doing anything to negate the testosterone in her body. I don't know how you even do that. How do you do that? You add estrogen? Is that
yeah? They take female hormones.
But does that negate the testosterone?
No,
or does it just add to the party?
No, they're well. This is contested. However,
<It's the> party.
I got it all, baby. Testosterone, estrogen. I got it all.
Yeah.
Oof. No, does it negate? Does one negate the other? I'm honestly asking. I don't know the
answer.
There
are scientists who have come out and said that if you're born male and you went through puberty, in other words, men are stronger than women. Men,
right.
Males,
but testosterone,
say.
Though, because as you get older, your testosterone starts to go down.
Correct.
Testosterone is the juice that gives men their manliness, right?
Yeah.
So I go to the doctor. I gives me a testosterone test. He goes, you know what, Rich? You're losing testosterone as you age. So go take a testosterone supplement, all right? And I'm happy to do that because I want to be a man. You know what I mean? Yeah. But now the question, though, is if I go to my doctor and he says to me, you got way too much testosterone here, guy. You need to will he prescribe me estrogen to reduce my testosterone?
No.
Or will he prescribe me carbs?
Just say drink soy milk.
No. Beyond milk, yeah.
Right. Yeah, eat Beyond Beef. That should take care of it. No, I'm asking the question because obviously there's a crucial hormone aspect of this. But let's leave that out just for a second, only because they have not alleged any changes in the performance or any performance enhancing any aspects of this. And that's an important point to note for the following reason. Thomas's record was beating people at about 52 seconds or so, went down to losing at 48 seconds. Now, when you shave off those kind of seconds... That's a big deal.
It's a huge difference.
Again, if I try to go from one end of my pool to the other,
yep.
Takes me about 6-7 minutes. Probably stop along the way, have a Corona.
Of course.
Maybe chat with some friends. Be like, yeah, I'm doing laps. Let me just drink this Dos Equis real fast. I'll finish my lap. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You could easily do a lap in, what, like 15 minutes?
15, 20 minutes. Yeah. Done. Without any performance enhancing drugs whatsoever. In the 100 freestyle race... Hennig, who is now the Yale swimmer, born biologically female, now as a male, finished with a time of 49.57. Thomas, born biological male, now female, touched the wall in 52.84, okay? During a November tri meet with Princeton and Cornell, Thomas swam the 100 freestyle in 49.42. So to lose about 3 seconds on your time in competitive NCAA, I'm assuming Division I, right? D1 swimming is a big darn deal to lose that kind of time.
Yep.
Three
yep.
seconds.
Yep.
This is all decided by seconds. It's not decided by minutes. Not like when my fat ass gets in the pool. You know what I mean? Do you record that cannonball? You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's the point is that did Thomas, for lack of a better word, pull his strokes? You ever heard the saying, pull his punches?
Yeah.
Did he pull his strokes?
Gotcha.
Got it?
Yep.
It seems to be the answer is yes, based on what this other swimmer is saying to OutKick. Got it?
Yep.
Any questions, Dawn? Yes,
nope.
Lots of them. Bill, any questions?
I've lost.
I know. We've all lost. You need like a map and a chart, right?
I looked it up. There are separate medications to suppress testosterone and estrogen depending on what you need. So
correct.
It's a separate medication.
However.
That we were talking about earlier.
It is a separate medication. So if I go to my doctor, I go, Doc, I got too much testosterone. I am an alpha male. I want to be a little more beta. Can I get a little, give me something. They'll give me something.
No, they're not going to do that.
They won't do that?
No.
That's too bad.
Not going to do that.
I'm tired of being an alpha male all the time.
The people get confused. They talk about this. Alpha male.
Male, yeah.
Alpha.
Paul Bunyan over there.
Tired of being so alpha all the time.
You.
Splitting wood, eating raw meat.
But here's
wrestling.
The thing.
Yeah.
Men, no matter what they say about who's taking hormones, this or that, males have at least 40% muscle mass, and women have, the max 30% and often less. So it's muscle mass that's in your body that has formed within puberty. So in other words, what they're saying is don't look at, they're now taking hormones later in life. So let's say the Yale person who's becoming what's the Yale person going to?
Man to woman, right?
Yale is
woman to man.
Female, male.
Yep.
Penn, male, male to female.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the person who's male going female then could say, well, I'm taking these hormones, and therefore it's making me weaker. No, you still have your 40-plus percent muscle mass. Your bone mass is
right.
bigger. You're, it's not, this
There's
is not
very
a popular
you
narrative.
Can do to get rid of your... Of
Correct.
Your, right. Now, the question, of course, then is this. If the biological female from Yale wants to compete as a male, can she take, is she allowed testosterone, and is that now considered a performance-enhancing drug?
It's a great question, but she...
What does the NCAA say? Does anyone know?
To my understanding, if you're making that transition, you can take those hormones,
okay.
but then you have to. There's a waiting period.
Okay. So then here's my question then. What are going to be the rules on that? Because I could juice up and be,
yep.
oh, listen, I'm transitioning. I'm just, it's just part of my transition. And I'm juicing, baby. You know what I mean?
Right. And do then biological women who want to be women say, well, if we're all equal, I'm going to take some hormones too to enhance myself.
Well, now suddenly you've just allowed performance enhancing drugs into
right.
the playing field. Which, by the way, I mean, you know, okay, I'm fine with that if everybody's got little raisins. You know what I mean?
But it's all,
so there you go.
It's not just the raisins, though. This is hundreds of thousands of dollars in scholarships. This is women's sports.
Well, maybe SunMade can sponsor some
stop,
of this.
Will you
there we go.
Stop it.
All right, wait, so I'm going to do the movie thing. Get me out of this, Bill, will you?
Now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on the Rich Zioli Show, WPHT.
You know what else we could do? We could start one of your nightclubs right there in the church, huh?
Hey, that's it. That's it, man.
What? What's it?
A dance.
What? A dance! We could have a dance! You know a dance? You know dance?
Hey,
you know what I mean? Dance!
Hey, Rob,
friend!
Come on,
man.
You're gonna get me angry, man! We're gonna turn this town upside down!
Stop!
You think you know what it is? Call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, Millennial, tell them what they'll win.
The 12th caller today with the correct answer will win a $25 gift card to Boston Market. Get you some nice food for this evening or whenever we get it to you.
Excellent. Good luck. Good job. And caller number 12. Now, listen, Cherry Hill Volvo, we're broadcasting live today, as we do every day, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. What does that mean? It means that in the age of cancel culture, my friend, and she is my friend, Judith Krupnik, stepped up and said, I want to sponsor the studio naming rights for Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Think about that. In the age of cancel culture we're in, not only did she double down with being a sponsor, she said, I want the naming rights of the studio. I hope when you think about buying a car, you think about that and what it means for us, because we're not NPR here. We don't get government funding. It's all about our great sponsors. And, you know, in this day and age, when you step up and you know how people can be, it matters. Cherry Hill Volvo is a great place to buy a car. First of all, they've got cars in stock. That's number one. They've got new cars and previously owned cars. They've got electric cars, hybrid cars, gas cars, you name it, they're in stock. They've got an incredible lease program called Care by Volvo, which includes insurance. Your payments include insurance, monthly maintenance, tire and wheel care, and so much more. And after just 5 months, you can change. You can change to a different Volvo, keep the Volvo you have, or cancel the lease altogether. It really is the most flexible program out there. Here's something else to think about too. A previously owned Volvo is a beautiful way for you to experience the luxury, the technology, the safety of a Volvo at an amazing price. These cars are inspected. They are really, I mean, they're practical. You would be very hard to find out that they are not new. That's how beautiful they look and how they run. And with an unlimited warranty from the original in-service date, you cannot beat that. So go see them on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. You'll understand exactly what I mean when I say relationships matter, and they do. And you'll understand that Volvos are great cars with incredible, incredible technology that keep your family safe. Hey, I love the XC90. It is the new family car with that third row and those big captain's chairs. Check it out on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. My great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships Matt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. This is the Zioli Show podcast.
I can tell you what. It's a crazy, crazy time in which we're living. That's all I can say to you. It's crazy, crazy times. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. Kirk is in Westchester. Kirk, good morning. What is the movie today, hey, my friend?
Good morning, Rich. That movie is Footloose.
You got it, buddy. It is Footloose. Classic, right?
Oh, old school. I was sitting in my car hiding out, pretending like I was working. And it came on. I said, oh, man, I know this one. And I wasn't going to call, but then you said Boston Market, and everybody loves Boston Market.
I mean, so you know, the chicken sandwich there. But I also, I like their mashed potatoes a lot, too, you know, speaking of old school. So,
I'm an old-timer. I like the cream spinach myself.
Cream spinach? All right. Listen, it's healthy, the rotisserie chicken, too, you know, buddy. I'm just saying. All right, Kirk, it'll boost your testosterone, so make sure you enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mark.
All right, you got it. Take care. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. We love Boston Market. All right. I do. I genuinely do. The Boston Carver sandwich? Friggin' great. Great. Just saying. All right, we got a lot more audio to do. We got a lot more stuff to do in the show. I'm hungry, I think. That's probably my problem right now. I am hungry. You know what I tried to do yesterday, Dom? It was a huge mistake.
What?
I tried to, like with the kids for dinner, Bridget made homemade mac and cheese, which was amazing, and I tried not to eat it. Huge mistake. Because how do you not eat homemade mac and cheese? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, and they never finish it. And that's where you get into trouble. Because you're like, oh, I'll just finish this little bit.
Yeah, I'll just have a bite of, you know, Patrick's didn't finish it. I'll just have a little bite. Because my buddy Kirk, my other buddy Kirk, who's a cop, he says to me, like, that's his role, part of being a dad, is you get to come and finish everything on their plates. You know, of course, he's one of those CrossFit guys. You know, he's all fit and everything like that. But, you know, I'm just a guy that finishes the plates and doesn't do CrossFit. You know what I mean? But it's the same thing. It's like the same thing, basically. Who, if you had two people in a room, a CrossFit person and a vegan, who would tell you more about what they are? The CrossFit person or the vegan, you think?
Vegan.
The vegan?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one. Yeah, what about a CrossFit vegan who's not vaccinated? What? How much do you think they'll talk about their status at the moment? A CrossFit non-vaccinated vegan.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
That might be the ultimate right there. I might have just hit it. They'll make sure everybody knows all of it, right?
In annoying bingo, you win.
In annoying bingo. Actually, I'll raise it. Okay. A CrossFit, unvaccinated vegan who meditates, who's going to tell you all about the power of meditation and how it's lowered their blood pressure. Oh, and who's also stopped drinking. Let me add that to the mix. A keto CrossFit vegan, unvaccinated meditator who doesn't drink.
Got it. Yep.
That.
Yep.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Bingo. Good luck with that hellscape right there. All right. 855-839-1210 is the number. Listen, here's the deal. The tax problem solver, Charles Montesino, he's a great guy, and he's going to help you with all of your issues when it comes to the IRS. And I tell you all the time, one of my Zioli axioms in life, never go against the government on your own because they've got all the resources. Well, the IRS, I mean, they are the worst. So if you owe them money, if you have unfiled returns, whether it's business or it's individual, he can help. Whether you have a balance you cannot pay, you have unfiled tax returns, or you're being audited, you need to call the tax problem solver at 877-257-1040. 877-257-1040. Why is he called the tax problem solver? It's simple. He solves tax problems. That's it. He solves tax problems. What he does. He's located in South Jersey, only 20 minutes from the bridges. Call 877-257-1040 or go to taxproblemssolved.com. Taxproblemssolved.com. 877-257-1040. Charles Montesino is the guy you want in your corner when you've got IRS issues, and they will not go away. The IRS will never go away on their own. You need a guy. So call the guy that I recommend. Charles Montesino, 877-257-1040.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You know, the latest health news, right? COVID, and you got Omicron, you got the flu, all this stuff happening. It's a reminder that prioritizing safety in your workplace and minimizing illness continues to be a top priority. Because look, let's face it, productivity matters, right? And if you've got sick people, people that can't come to the office, it's all going to affect your bottom line. So how do you know what's right for your environment? Well, turn to my friends, the experts at Think Furniture. They can help you find the right solutions for your office. Air purifiers, hand sanitation stations, antimicrobial furniture, protective screens, and more. They have furniture made in the USA. They will customize it for you. They will offer expert advice on what's trending for office furniture and office supplies. And they're going to help select what's best for your situation because your situation is unique. You want to make sure employees can come back. You want to make sure employees can stay healthy because you want to make sure the work gets done. And if you are somebody whose job it is to do the office furniture shopping, Think Furniture, T-H-I-N-C. They're offering my listeners a special discount on all online purchases as well as free shipping. Just enter my name, Zioli, Z-E-O-L-I, at checkout or mention me when you call. You'll get an exclusive discount and free shipping. So go to thinkfurniture.com, T-H-I-N-C, thinkfurniture.com. It's a smarter way to buy office furniture. It's furniture that will be customized to your solution. Furniture, it's going to make sure you have a healthy, productive workspace and a furniture that is made in the USA. So check it out, T-H-I-N-C. The owner's a listener. He's listening right now. He's a great guy. In fact, he sent me his musical playlist, which I got to play at some point. We'll have to send over to executive producer Greg Stocker to turn some of those tunes at some point. He's a real good guy, and he's going to help you today. So go to thinkfurniture.com, T-H-I-N-C, thinkfurniture.com.
Free speech lives here. Mornings with Rich Zioli on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Is the number if you want to weigh in today. Dawn is up next, and then Dom. I'll be back later today for my afternoon podcast before I head over to Parks Casino for our Joe Conklin Comedy Night. Hopefully we'll see you there tonight. Yes, Dawn, what's coming up on your show today?
So we know that you've talked a lot about the redistricting map for Pennsylvania. So former Majority Leader of Pennsylvania House of Representatives, this is Dave Reed, 11 a.m., he'll stop by and talk about these deadlines, what the redistricting means for all of us, and give us some insight into whether or not he thinks they're going to work together. Obviously, the first deadline is the 24th, so for TikTok, you know, 4 days
for
that first deadline. So he'll give us some interesting insights into the whole map issue. I do want to mention a breaking news issue going on. National Weather Service has reissued the fact that originally they were calling for 1 to 3 inches. Now it's just one.
One.
Inch.
1 inch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
one inch.
I just want to mention that.
All right. Kind of goes back to our swimming discussion.
No, it doesn't. Come on, dude. It doesn't need to be.
Cool, the depth
don't
of water,
need to do this.
The water
we
the
don't need to do this.
By the way, the TV in the studio is on the fritz.
Oh, here we go.
So half of the TV screen is black. Like it's like one of the lights burned out or something. And the other half, and I've changed channels, so it's not just the channel. And I restarted it, so you know what I mean? I haven't unplugged it yet, which is the answer to everything in life.
Yes.
But I can't reach the cord, but... Just so you know, Greg Stocker, brand manager.
I get it. I get
half
it.
The TV is no longer illuminated.
Well, I understand. There's all kinds of issues. Yes, I'm getting inundated with emails and tweets about the app. Yes, I know there's issues with the app. I know. They're working on it. It's Odyssey wide. It's not just our station.
We have our best people working, our top people working on it.
I don't understand because I've literally had the app on mute since 6:05 and it's worked the entire time. So I don't know if it's certain people's phones or computers. I don't know, but we are aware of the issue.
Maybe it's the weather, like a tower went down.
And Rich, I will fix the computer. I will fix the TV for you.
I don't care. This is your last time coming to the studio for a while.
No, it's not.
I mean, we've only been in this studio for 3 years, so it's about the time that the TV starts to go, right?
Yeah, I don't think they invested a lot in these TVs in Odyssey. I'm just saying. We're lucky to have one.
It's from the back of a guy's trunk.
Got dents on it. No, we're just happy to have it, all right? If it's, I'll take half a TV versus no TV. You know what I mean? Even though half the screen is in darkness, it's funny. It looks like, remember in the old days you'd have tubes and the tubes would blow out?
Yes.
That's what it looks like. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. Maybe there was a power surge. Is that possible?
Weird. Yes.
By the way, I have a ton of cuts to get to, so we should.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 is sponsored by United Tire. We all want someone to talk straight with us, especially the person we trust to service our car. That's exactly what you get at all 12 locally all 12 locally owned and operated United Tire and service locations. Need new tires and oil or an oil change? United Tire has it all. Visit unitedtire.com to schedule your next service. Don't drive alone. Drive United. UnitedTire.com. Sorry, I had to read that off my phone because my computer went down too. Let's start with Joe Biden. We have like a few cuts I just want to get to, Rich, if you don't mind. Joe Biden had this clear, succinct message about COVID-19. Cut 8, Bill.
COVID-19 is not going to give up and accept things. It's not going to go away immediately.
Got it.
The COVID-19 is not just going to accept things.
And give up and go away.
He's very difficult, that COVID-19. Very stubborn, isn't he? He's just not going to give up and go away. All right.
He also, the first reporter that he called on listed all of his, you know, failures. And Joe Biden had this.
I wonder why it went 2 hours.
Cut 6.
I know some of my colleagues will get into some specific issues, but I wanted to zoom out on your first year in office. Inflation is up. Your signature domestic legislation is stalled in Congress. In a few hours from now, the Senate, an effort in the Senate to deal with voting rights and voting reform legislation is going to fail. COVID-19 is still taking the lives of 1,500 Americans every day. And the nation's divisions are just as raw as they were a year ago. Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office? And how do you plan to course correct going forward?
Why are you such an optimist?
Wow.
Look, I didn't
overpromise. Why are you an optimist thinking I can course correct? Huh? Because I'm pretty pessimistic about the whole thing. It's going to get even worse.
Can you imagine? Hey, your first year has been terrible. Tell us about it.
Tell us about how bad your year's been. Why are you such an optimist, huh? That's, again, Biden had a, this was very early on in the press conference, so he was still able to restrain himself a little bit.
Yep.
Had that been an hour from now at that point, he would have been like, why are you such a dummy?
Listen, Four Eyes.
Yeah. What's the matter? You can't read about my accomplishments, huh? What's the matter? Your mommy didn't tell you about them?
Oh, no, that's not right. But Joe.
What'd you get lost on the tour? You're not really a journalist, are you? Bub?
Credit where credit is due. Kristen Welker did some good questioning to the president yesterday. She was, of course, at NBC 10 here locally. She asked, and Bill, you don't have to play his entire response. I just like her questioning. She asks if he's failing black voters. Cut 12.
12, Bill. The one after 11.
Ask you about your domestic agenda. You've gotten a lot of questions about voting rights, Mr. President, but I want to ask you about black voters, one of your most loyal constituencies.
Yep.
I was in Congressman Clyburn's district yesterday in South Carolina. You opened this news conference talking about him. I spoke to a number of black voters who fought to get you elected, and now they feel as though you're not fighting hard enough for them and their priorities. And they told me they see this push on voting rights more as a last-minute PR push than it is a legitimate effort to get legislation passed. So what do you say to these black voters who say that you do not have their backs, as you promised on the campaign trail?
Wow.
I've had their back. I've had their back my entire career. I've never not had their back.
Yeah.
And I started on the voting rights issues long, long ago. That's what got me involved in politics in the first place.
All right, you can cut off now.
There you go. I had their back, except when I was trying to stop busing.
I was just going to say that.
Except when I hung out with the segregationists.
Wasn't that the whole dust-up between him and Kamala Harris?
That's when she skewered him on that stage that night over that issue. I was that little girl, Joe. Remember that?
one more from Kristen Welker. This is a shorter one. She asked if Vice President Harris, speaking of her, will be his running mate again in 2024. And he thinks it's stupid that she's asking this question. But, you know, there's been reports. So cut 11.
Vice President Harris in charge of voting rights, are you satisfied with her work on this issue? And can you guarantee, do you commit that she will be your running mate in 2024, provided that you run again?
Yes and yes.
I don't want to get into details on this because if I start talking, I'm going to say something really stupid. But here's the deal. I don't like her. She doesn't like me.
No.
I always have to have food tasters around. She's around. But I'm just going to say yes and end it. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, well, only she doesn't kill me first. It's a very big possibility.
One more from Biden.
I didn't say she's John Wilkes Booth. I said she thinks like John Wilkes Booth. Thinks like him. I didn't say she's Lee Harvey Oswald. I said she's on the side of Lee Harvey Oswald. What, you can't read? Huh? She wants me dead. She wants my job. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm just going to say yes. I'm just going to say yes and end it. Yes.
It's a better response than he gave.
Yes.
One more from Biden, then we're going to move on to other stuff. He did that whispering thing that we all love so much, Rich. When asked about closing schools, he likes to reiterate that 95% of schools are still open, but he does it in a whisper, like he always does. Cut 50. You know that's when he's serious, by the way. Cut 15.
Omicron in education, teachers are in revolt in so many places. Parents are at odds over closing schools and remote learning. You say we're not going to go back to closing schools. You said that just moments ago. Yet they're closing in some areas. What do you say to those teachers and principals and parents about school closings? And what can your administration do to help make up for learning loss for students?
First of all, I put in perspective the question you asked. Very few schools are closing. Over 95%.
Hello, Sydney. Want to play a game? What's your favorite scary movie? No, it was Mrs. Voorhees. That's all I think about when he does that creepy whisper. After watching Scream again, that's all I think about.
Yeah, because she was the killer. Spoiler alert.
Right? Yeah, hello, Kristen Welker. 95% of schools are closed. Or he also kind of sounds like, remember Dennis Hopper in Speed?
When he's
like,
yes.
All right, hot shot, pop quiz, hot shot. He kind of sounds like that a little bit too. 95% are open.
Over 95% are still open. So you all phrase the questions when people, I don't think it's deliberate on your part. But you phrase the question of anybody who watches this on television. My God, there must be all those schools must be closing. What are we going to do? 95% are still open. Number one.
Why are you making popcorn?
No.
Are you watching a scary movie? What kind? I just want to talk to you. Sorry.
All right, moving on from the Biden press conference because I'm kind of bored with the whole thing.
Oh,
anyway.
Listen, try listening to the entire thing like I did yesterday. Oh, man.
I know.
Pay for that.
You made reference to this earlier, Rich. Nina Totenberg from NPR wrote a story about Justice Gorsuch and Justice Sotomayor and about how he refused to wear a mask, which is why she was working remotely. And how dare he, blah, 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 blah. It turned out from both justices and Justice Roberts that this was all fake news, that it didn't actually happen this way. But that didn't stop Joy Reid on MSNBC from parroting what she read in NPR, fake news, cut four.
Gorsuch loves COVID, which makes him the perfect.
Gorsuch loves COVID. This is a serious journalist here, you understand?
Yeah.
Gorsuch loves COVID. All right?
Gorsuch loves COVID, which makes him the perfect Republican. He thinks very little of coronavirus precautions. And we've heard for years that despite their differences, the members of the Supreme Court are just one big family. But that's absolutely not the case with Gorsuch. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that after the Omicron surge began, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who has diabetes, did not feel safe in close proximity to people who were unmasked. Chief Justice John Roberts, understanding that, in some form asked all of the justices to mask up. But Gorsuch refused to do so, which means that Sotomayor has been forced to attend oral arguments over the phone. Every other justice is masking up, even Clarence Thomas, who doesn't seem to care about anybody. But no.
Wow.
Not Gorsuch. He could not be bothered to extend a life-saving courtesy to his co-worker. So for having zero problem risking the life of your colleague because you just don't feel like putting a mask on, you, Neil Gorsuch, are both a rotten co-worker, dangerous to be near in a pandemic, and tonight's absolute worst.
Those are three things. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah. So they
Joy Reid can't count.
They clarified, and Justice Sotomayor clarified that is not true.
Yeah.
And she didn't give a reason of why she's working remotely. I assume it's because of her health. But it's not because Neil Gorsuch didn't wear a mask.
Neil Gorsuch did later clarify he does love COVID, though. He's got a bumper sticker on his car. I heart COVID. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Man, he loves it. In fact, he made out with that bat. That's what happened. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
I have a lot more. We'll probably have to save them all for tomorrow. But let's do one more. Let's do Senator Cory Booker and the
Tears
of Rage.
Town Grand Stangela.
He talked yesterday on the on the floor of the how hard it is for the average African American to vote rather than the average white person. This is a grandstanding Cory Booker from yesterday. Cut three.
I have a hard time listening to people that want to talk about this issue and don't talk about facts. In the United States today, it is more difficult for the average African American to vote than the average white American. That is not rhetoric.
Isn't this the guy that once said it's easier to buy an AK-47 than like a comic book or a book or something or a school book? Or that's what he, right? Okay, I'm just making sure. Okay.
Yes.
We know that black voters on average are forced to wait online twice as long as white voters. We began this session today swearing an oath to that flag, saying that this would be a nation of liberty and justice for all. Where is the justice in a nation that there is, on average, for a black person, twice as long to vote?
Wow.
There you go.
I can only imagine the grandstanding. And by the way, how long do they have to wait in line in Newark to vote when he was mayor? I'm just curious.
By the way, is if we get this, you know, massive snowstorm today, will he be out shoveling?
That was his thing, right? Yeah, he used to do that. He used to show up and shovel. Hey, I'm Cory Booker. I'm here to shovel when cameras are around. It's amazing how that only happened when there were cameras to film him shoveling.
Yep.
Really amazing how that happened. All right. Well, excellent stuff today. We'll have more tomorrow, no doubt about it. And I'll have more for you, my afternoon podcast, right after the Dawn show today. Dawn and then Dom. Dawn's guest is at 11 a.m. today, right?
That is correct.
And that is who again?
It is our former, the important thing is he's former House of Representatives. So he's got of Pennsylvania. So he's going to give us some great insights into what's happening with the redistricting map, because that deadline is coming up in TikTok 4 days from now.
Excellent. Excellent. That'd be good stuff. So tune into that. Let's do this, Bill.
Who won Twitter?
I'm going to give it today to Old Man Dudley. He says, Rich, Biden doing 2 hours at a press conference is actually a filibuster itself.
That's a very good point. Excellent point, Old Man. Well done. All right, congrats on that, and let's do this.
And now, Rich Zeoli's final thoughts.
I guess the point of Joe Biden saying that Putin can have a minor incursion into Ukraine shows you just how dangerous it is for Joe Biden to go off script. Vladimir Putin's paying attention. Believe me, he is, and he is not afraid of Joe Biden. I just can't believe that right now we're at the precipice, possibly right now, of war, and we're all acting like it's just no big deal. But it's a huge deal. Vladimir Putin is an opportunist. He sees opportunity here, not just with Ukraine, but with the United States of America and our decision to make natural gas something that we consider to be a bad thing. Putin is happy to capitalize on that, no doubt. Have a great rest of your day today. Thank you so much for listening. Dawn's next, and I'll see you later today for my afternoon podcast, and then back tomorrow morning on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.